Welcome back to CyberFocus, where today we'll dive into the latest cybersecurity updates, shining a spotlight on critical security patches from Adobe, active threats and innovations in Apple's ecosystem, serious vulnerabilities discovered in Google Chrome and Pixel devices, Microsoft's ongoing fight against cyber threats, and some intriguing discussions emerging from Reddit's cybersecurity community. Let's secure your digital life together. Adobe has released critical updates addressing various security issues in several products. After Effects and Illustrator, users on Windows and macOS should update immediately due to critical code execution vulnerabilities. Adobe Experience Manager is affected by multiple cross-site scripting vulnerabilities in older versions, which can lead to remote attacks via network manipulation. Updating to the latest version is strongly recommended to mitigate these risks. Adobe ColdFusion has a critical vulnerability that could allow for elevated rights exploitation. Although no known exploits currently exist, it is crucial to ensure your software is up to date. Adobe FrameMaker Publishing Server users should update to the latest version to address an information disclosure vulnerability present in older versions. Adobe Acrobat Mobile Sign-On Android Stroid has a critical directory traversal exploit. Users should ensure their apps are up to date to stay protected. Stay secure by keeping your software updated. Next up in Apple News. There are numerous security updates and concerns, along with some major upcoming features across Apple's platforms. Let's dive in. Apple has announced the launch of iOS 18 and macOS Sequoia, which include an automatic update to passkeys aimed at enhancing security and user convenience. Additionally, macOS Sequoia introduces a new anti-tracking feature designed to improve user privacy. However, it's not all smooth sailing. A vulnerability in Apple iOS iPadOS allows for contact information disclosure, though physical access to the device is required for this exploit. Critical vulnerabilities are also a significant concern. One such issue affects Apple TVOS apps, enabling local privilege escalation through data manipulation. Similarly, another vulnerability in the Apple VisionOS app component poses a threat via a buffer overflow exploit. Apple has faced criticism for refusing to pay a bug bounty to Kaspersky, potentially leaving users at risk. Multiple critical vulnerabilities without known exploits have been identified, including issues in iOS, iPadOS app components, and macOS app components that could lead to escalated privileges through data manipulation, and vulnerabilities in VisionOS where remote code execution is possible via the image handler component. In another development, Elon Musk has issued a warning to Apple against integrating OpenAI, threatening to ban Tesla from using Apple devices if they proceed. Musk has expressed concerns about potential security risks if ChatGPT is integrated into the Apple OS. On a positive note, Apple has responded swiftly to some of these issues, releasing an update for VisionOS to patch the VR headset vulnerability. Amid backlash for its stance on political issues, Apple continues to roll out security updates, including potential enhancements to Face ID in iOS 18 to further secure apps. Lastly, an interesting retrospective article discusses AIM jacking exploits from 2001 on Macintosh systems, stirring conversations about historical and current security challenges. In conclusion, Apple remains at the forefront of tech innovation and security, but faces continuous challenges from emerging vulnerabilities and external pressures. Stay tuned for more updates as the tech giant navigates these hurdles. Next up in Google News, critical vulnerabilities in Google Chrome. Several critical vulnerabilities have been discovered in Google Chrome, posing significant security risks. Users are advised to update their software to mitigate risks associated with these vulnerabilities. Issues in the DevTools allow escalated privileges through data manipulation. A buffer overflow in the PDFIM component has been identified. Exploitation of extended rights in the V8 component is possible due to a vulnerability. Another critical vulnerability in the V8 component also allows elevated privileges through data manipulation. Android and Pixel security. Android will introduce a new security feature to protect travelers using public charging stations. A zero-day vulnerability in Pixel firmware has been identified, requiring immediate attention. Pixel 7 and Fold users receive a new VPN update, no longer needing the latest Android version. More than 50 security vulnerabilities, including a zero-day exploit, have been patched in Pixel devices. Google Chrome Remote Code Execution Vulnerabilities. Remote code execution vulnerabilities have been found in the compositing and Dawn components. Users are strongly recommended to update their software to mitigate these risks. Google's security and privacy initiatives. Google is reducing its team handling government data requests, raising privacy concerns. New theft detection lock features for smartphones have been introduced, along with testing anti-theft AI features in Brazil. Other critical vulnerabilities and security concerns. Multiple critical vulnerabilities in the Google Android kernel can lead to information disclosure, denial of service, and remote code execution. Netskope has partnered with Google to enhance security and data protection for workspace users. Cybersecurity landscape. A new attack, TicTag, targets ARM's memory tagging extension and affects Google Chrome and Linux systems. North Korean hackers are targeting Brazilian fintech companies and other sectors with sophisticated phishing tactics. Corporate misconduct and law enforcement. An ex-employee in Southeast Asia was jailed for using scripts found on Google to disrupt test servers at a major IT firm. Industry trends and updates. Cloudflare plans to use DNS poisoning to counteract piracy block circumvention, facing criticism. Snowflake experienced a data breach due to poor credential hygiene, leading to exploitation of old credentials and weak authentication methods. Stay tuned for more updates and detailed analysis on these stories. Microsoft has been actively addressing several cybersecurity challenges. Recently, the company released multiple updates and patches to address significant vulnerabilities across their widely used software. One major update included patches for 51 flaws, with a critical vulnerability in Microsoft message queuing. No active exploitation has been reported for these issues. In June 2024, 49 vulnerabilities were addressed, highlighting Microsoft's ongoing efforts to fortify their software against potential threats. In collaboration with Adobe, Microsoft released patches to fix critical security flaws, including issues in Wi-Fi. Additionally, there are reports of attacks on ARM drivers and PHP, urging users of PHP on Windows servers to apply patches immediately to prevent remote code execution. Microsoft has also enhanced security features for Outlook personal accounts, adding new layers of protection and phasing out basic authentication by mid-September 2024. However, a critical race condition vulnerability has been identified in Microsoft Windows up to Server 2019 Perception Service. Although no exploit is currently available, users should remain vigilant. The Basta ransomware gang reportedly exploited a Windows flaw before it was patched, even though Microsoft asserts there was no evidence of exploitation in the wild. Whistleblowers have exposed serious cybersecurity lapses at Microsoft, claiming these might have jeopardized U.S. government security. Critical vulnerabilities continue to be discovered in various Microsoft products, including Office, Windows OS versions, and server versions. Microsoft recommends immediate patching to mitigate potential risks. Malicious VS Code extensions have also been found, compromising numerous developers and organizations. Microsoft is under scrutiny, with President Brad Smith addressing accountability for these security issues in a congressional hearing. This includes addressing nation-state cyber attacks linked to China and Russia, and allegations that profit motives may have overshadowed security priorities, particularly with the SolarWinds data breach. Additionally, a phishing campaign exploiting the Windows search protocol has been targeting users with malware-laden batch files, raising concerns about unauthorized access to Hotmail and other Microsoft accounts. In response to these security threats, users are advised to proactively manage vulnerabilities by employing strong passwords, remaining cautious of malicious code in extensions, and promptly applying security patches. Microsoft remains committed to enhancing cybersecurity across its services and products, including the enhancement of account security for Outlook and the introduction of new security features under its Secure Future initiative. Here's what's happening in the realm of cybersecurity from various corners of Reddit. Privacy concerns and data security. Users are discussing strategies to prevent license scanning during age checks and exploring ways to feed false information to data sellers to protect their privacy and prevent stalking behaviors. There's a growing interest in maintaining data security and personal safety online. Security breaches and cyber attacks. A user reported an unauthorized access to their Telegram account, which set up two-factor authentication without an OTP. Another user from a small marketing agency recounted a massive DDoS attack with 100 million requests, underscoring the scale of threats even small businesses face. Additionally, someone is dealing with persistent account hacking issues and seeking advice. Tongue's cybersecurity measures. Queries are being raised about guest Wi-Fi networks decrypting and re-encrypting HTTPS traffic, potential domain verification bypasses, and the implications of IP address changes while traveling. There's also concern over the security of physical card transactions in the UK and suspicious links that could be phishing attempts. Operational security and cryptocurrency. Discussions are focusing on enhancing operational security for Monero transactions and analyzing ransomware tactics that involve cryptocurrencies and VPNs to evade detection. Professional development in cybersecurity. Recent graduates are seeking advice on transitioning to cybersecurity careers, considering online certifications. Beginners and enthusiasts are curious about the daily life, stress levels, and work-life balance of cybersecurity professionals and are looking for real-world pen testing environments over simulated ones. Cybersecurity technologies and tactics. There are calls for alternatives to MDK4 for deauthentication attacks. Better protective measures inspired by shared personal cybersecurity matrices and comprehensive cyber defense guides circulating to help users counter modern threats. Concerns over mobile and network security. Alarming discussions include mobile malware that steals and leaks sensitive videos, the security risks of exposing IP addresses on sketchy websites like Omegle, and Unicode vulnerabilities. The community is also examining the effectiveness of legitimate password reset emails for account recovery amid rising phishing threats. European data privacy concerns. An EU citizen expressed anxieties regarding chat monitoring and potential data leaks, reflecting broader concerns about privacy rights in the region. Pen testing challenges and coding experiments. Users are searching for real-world penetration testing scenarios and grappling with buffer overflow experiments that result in access violation errors. Stay tuned for more updates and stay cyber safe. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to join us next week for another exciting episode on cybersecurity.